Support for KNKX Studio Sessions come from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
Our neighbors are in the studios today. Duende Libre. They're masters at blending modern jazz with the sounds and styles from all over planet Earth. The Americas, Africa, Europe, and beyond. Their second album, Drift, came out this summer. And they've been busy playing the music live ever since, including a recent stretch that's taken them to Port Townsend, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Olympia in the last few days. And they have one more show this year, an intimate house concert on December 15th. You can get more info at alexchadsey.com. And today we have Duende Libre with their two wonderful singers. I'm so excited to welcome Alex Chadsey at the keyboards, Farko Dosumov bass, Jeff Bongo Bush behind the drums, with vocals from Hava Mirel and Frank Anderson. Please help me welcome Duende Libre. Thank you.
They call me Time for short, but my name is really Time is running out. Lord have mercy. Open up your heart to me and let me in.
Is here live on 88.5 KNKX for an exclusive studio session. It's the second trip through for Alex Chadsey, Farko Dosumov, and Jeff Bush, keys, bass, and drums. And for this second visit, they've brought in the singers. Frank Anderson and Hava Mirel are here. Alex, I just want to start right there. Talk to us about working in singers, because as I was telling our studio audience before the show, these three don't need any more, but it's like putting a banana split on top of a banana split. It's just more great.
Well, I think Jeff Farko and I have been fans of Hava and Frank for a long time, and we've, of course, played and worked with them in other capacities and other projects, and, you know, so it just seemed like a natural fit, and we had been playing shows with Hava, and Hava's recorded on our first two albums, and then Frank joined us for our album release at the Rainier Arts Center last June, and it was just, I think we were all just like, we got to do this more often. And, yeah, so it's been a lot of fun having them in the mix. And, you know, we're working on some new material. Frank's been teaching us some traditional songs and rhythms that he learned in West Africa. And we've sort of been having a lot of fun with that. And so, yeah, it's been great.
Now, Frank and Hava are powerhouse singers, too. You could probably hear them down the street if you're growing up and they're singing out in the yard. I wonder if that changes the way the band plays, or does this feel like having an extra instrument in the band, something like that?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it changes things, but I think it's still at essence. It's still Duende, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, they definitely, you know, challenge us to, you know, take chances, I think, and, you know, and try new things, and they open up so many possibilities for us, you know, in terms of the type of music that we're playing and also just how we're approaching the music as well.
They open up your heart, brother.
Yes, sir.
let's talk a little bit about the Duende, as you uh-huh. just mentioned. Duende Libre, the name of the band. Not many people familiar with the concept of Duende. If you could tell us a little bit more.
I'll do my best.
Yeah. It's a little tricky.
Yeah. So Duende was a name that was suggested to me by a friend, Denny Stern, who's a great conguero and artist. And he said, you know, you should check out this. There's this lecture by Federico Garcia Lorca, you know, who's a Spanish poet And the lecture is entitled The Theory and Play of the Duende. And so I would refer people to Lorca for the
for the complete.
But you know, in a nutshell, you could, you know, sort of loosely translate it as the essence of creativity, or it's been Duende Libre, you could sort of translate as free spirit, you know. In Latin America, many parts of Latin America, it means dwarf. So, you know, you can sort of, you know, choose your definition.
Let's hear the former definition from the band. We've got Duende Libre live in our studios with Javi Mirel and Frank Anderson singing on 88.5 KNKX. Duende Libre, live on 88.5 KNKX, exclusive studio session. Alex Chadsey, Farco Dosumov, Jeff Bush, keys, bass, and drums with Frank Anderson, Hava Mirel, handling the claps on that last tune. We'll get some more vocals from the two coming up. Alex, that last tune, Bosphorus,
yeah.
Inspired by a trip to Istanbul, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere
right.
In there.
Yeah, I've had the good fortune of visiting Turkey twice in the last 2 years, and you know, each time has been, you know, very inspiring, encountering lots of new sounds, and so that tune was written after my first visit to Turkey.
Wonderful tune, and I'm so impressed with the band's international flavorings, taken somewhat from the band's many trips and journeys around the world, but also from the immigrants that we have right here in our own city. And it just makes me think that Duende Libre is making American music, if you stop to consider that America is a country of immigrants. And it's just so wonderful to hear all those sounds come together. And I wonder if you could talk about some of the international influences you found right in our city.
Oh, where do I start?
Start with Jovino Santos Neto.
Okay. Yes, Jovino has been one of my influences and heroes. And you know, I you know, take a lot of inspiration from especially his solo piano music, but there are many others. You know, I've been fortunate in that I've had the opportunity to travel a lot, but I probably really wouldn't. I mean, I encourage everyone to travel, but I have met so many amazing musicians right here in Seattle, from Mexico, from Cuba, from Uzbekistan. You know, and so I've feel, you know, just very fortunate to live in a place that, you know, where we are blessed by amazing artists from all over the world.
Yeah, and I was going to mention Clinton Fearon and the Boogie Brown Band. You've been playing reggae with Clinton for years and years, too.
That's right. Clinton Fearon, Pedro Vargas.
Kiki Valera.
Yeah, Kiki Valera. The list goes on and on.
And now about the music written for Duende Libre, Drift was almost all your songs. Farco has a great one in there called Subway that everybody should check out. I wonder if you could tell me about the future album and who's writing the music for that.
Sure. Well, I think I'm going to actually let Frank talk a little bit about that, because Frank introduced us to some of the music that we're currently working on and that we're going to play here in a minute. So I'll let Frank talk a little bit about that.
Wonderful. The music for the new album, Frank. How are you directing Duende Libre?
Well, the music that's probably the most unusual is that I studied traditional rhythm and dance and song in Guinea and Mali, West Africa. And so when I joined this group, because I like to do a lot of R&B and soul and blues, and they knew I did this West African stuff, and they said, show us something. So it turned out that, you know, I did the little thing, played the rhythm and sang the song, and they liked it. And so, you know, it's just typically you have drummers and you have a group of singers and dancing, and that's usually all there is in the place called Amana, Guinea, where I mostly studied. But then when these guys heard it, they took and made a jazz fusion piece, I guess you call it. You know, they they made some chords.
Put their duende on
it. The song, you know, like a sequence of chords. And so the one that we're going to do is called Fefo, which is a girl's dance from this region of Hamana, Guinea, where they play this calabash thing. And that's called Fe. That calabash is called Fe. And Fo in the Maninka language means the sound of or the speech of. So it's the sound of the Fe is what this rhythm that we're going to do here pretty soon.
Yeah.
And the song, I'm not trying to brag, because I didn't choose this. I like the song because of the way it sounds. But the song really means something like, well, the famous people or the great musicians are now going to play the music. And I wasn't even thinking of that when I, you know, showed this to him, just because I like the song a lot. But then one of my friends translated it to me and said, it doesn't just mean the cool people, it means the famous people. I said, oh, Lord.
All right, let's bring the fame and bring the duende. Duende Libre with Frank Anderson and Hava Mirel live on 88.5 KNKX.
Yeah, I'm a la diara. Camole, yeah, yeah. Anatese pole kawa, yeah, amana diara.
Sole ilile ima, sarama lule, sangbara le pole ilile ima.